legit almost set my house on fire last night. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Do me a favor. My wife Lindsay's not up this early in the morning. She's maybe getting up, but she doesn't listen to the show. And we podcast everything we do. You can subscribe and check us out on iTunes, Google Podcast, pretty much anywhere, Spotify. When you're looking for podcasts, just look for the Joe and Alex Show. Subscribe, give it 5 stars. The reason I bring that up, she always listens to the podcast. So make sure we do not podcast this segment, okay? No, I'm serious. My wife will lose her mind.
Why?
And freak out.
Really?
Yeah. And it freaked me out, but I'm not scared. But I honestly am like looking behind my shoulder. Do you guys remember last week I talked about, I thought I did at least, how I was like laying down on the couch. I felt something just bump into my arm. And it was a wasp, like a really angry looking wasp. I'm like, okay, random wasp came in, killed it.
Angry looking.
No, he was like, I'm about to kill you. We got beef.
You said he crawled into your couch and you lost him or something.
Yeah, and I had to move the couch. Alex, I was scared for my life. I'm like, I'll never be able to sit on this couch. So I killed him. That's fine. Move forward. Yesterday, I'm going out to go get something out of my Jeep, and I come back inside, and there's a wasp like inside our screened-in porch, which is fine. You're outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. I'm like, all right, well, you're going to die. Sorry about that. So I kill him. No big deal. What happens? I go inside. I'm like, okay, Benny and Paddington, let's go out and play in the backyard. No, there wasn't a wasp, but there was a honeybee buzzing around in our kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
What's going on?
I don't know. Now listen, the house that we're in has parts that are old and then some that are new, like made out of drywall. It's like, because it's an older house that they did additions on, but it kind of blends together. And I was leaning, the wall's very thin in one spot in my kitchen. You've been in there before, pork chop, and I think you all have, but in the kitchen area, one of the walls along the window is thinner, and I was just leaning on my hand, my thumb went through the wall because it was very, very, very thin, you know, so we have to get like plastered up. So I thought maybe that's where they're coming through. I thought maybe somehow they're getting in through the house and they're coming through there. So I taped it up like with clear tape so like we could see if they broke through it or if maybe they'd get stuck to it.
That's a good idea.
Alex, I thought it was too, but how did another wasp and a bee get into my house if they didn't come through there? Because it was intact yesterday.
Well, I'm sure there's another area. I mean, it's a whole house.
I know, but listen, I'm going to, today, I'm calling the fire department. I don't know if I'm going to get charged with arson if I tell them in advance, but I'm setting our house on fire. That's the only thing I can think of. Well, my wife, Lindsay, well, we're not podcasting this, but if we did, she would freak out. I didn't tell her. I usually don't lie to my wife and don't deceive her, but I feel
she's
like this is
she's definitely afraid of bugs.
She will freak out.
So you're saying she doesn't know
she does
about
not
the bee
know,
problem.
She does not know. Okay. She knows about the one where like it was in the couch because I was like, because it was buzzing on my arm. So, like, what the hell is that?
I mean, she's going to find out eventually. If there's actually a problem, they're going to keep coming back.
I'm going to try to take care of it today by setting the house on fire.
I think there's a hive in your vents.
Oh, that would be the worst. And I've heard stories. I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, has anybody ever had, or maybe, I don't know if you'd be an exterminator, the exact title, but whether you work like removing bees and insects from houses, or if you're a person that, we've seen those stories. We've mentioned them in Joe's Needs to Know News where it's like, and they found a whole wall that was a beehive. I'm like, What if there's a wasp nest like along our whole wall?
I've got a great idea.
What?
You should go to a doctor's office and get a stethoscope and listen on the walls and see if you can find an area that's buzzing.
But what if I hear a buzz, though? That makes I'd almost rather not know.
No. Dude, you need to do something about this. Exterminator or something.
This is like something from a scary movie.
Like, I used to think Liv the Web Girl had it bad because she has cockroaches in her apartment.
Yuck.
I thought, like, oh, poor thing. But now I would kill for cockroaches.
No, you wouldn't.
I would much rather have a bee than a cockroach.
I'd way rather have a bee than a wasp, 1,000%.
No, cockroaches.
Ew, I hate even that word.
What?
I hate that word. You know what word.
I know.
I haven't seen one in a year, knock on wood.
Do you think they're all like hibernating right now? They're about to come out. They're like, "Hey, Liv.
I don't know.
How you
I
doing,
seen
girl?"
One in literally over a year, and
I. It's your buddy, Kenny the cockroach.
Ew, gosh,
just wanted to come say hi to you.
Okay,
see how you're.
Stop! Oh my gosh!
Liv just threw her headphones off.
I hate that noise.
Yeah, it's sick.
Okay, I'm just I'm wondering here. Porkchop's got somebody on the phone. We got an electrician, so maybe they can tell
me
something.
I've been needing one.
Okay,
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You got any advice here?
Yeah, if he's got can lights in the bedroom, some of the older houses, the can lights have holes in them, and the wasps can come in from the attic, and they'll get in through the can light, and they'll come into the bedroom.
Ooh.
And were you telling me that you have had a customer that had that problem?
Yes, in the master bedroom. They had wasps coming in.
Do you have those, Joe?
What are they called again? Because I'll Google it.
Can lights in the attic.
Can, like C-A-M, like C-A-M?
The can lights.
Can, okay, like a can.
Can lights in the attic.
No, in the master bedroom. It'll come in from the attic. Can. Oh. I'm looking this up right now to see if that's what it is.
I don't know, what could a can light be? I'm thinking of like a cylinder in a hole. You put the...
Yeah, just one of those brown lights.
Yeah, it's a 6-inch can light. It mounts in the ceiling. Okay. They have holes in them sometimes.
We don't.
And,
so
if they're not airtight, they get in through that and come down through. In the bedroom.
I think there's things that are not airtight because it is it's an older house. It's like built in the early 1900s.
Right.
I don't think we have can lights, but now you're still scaring me here. So do you think it'd be a good idea, as I brought up, just to set it on fire today?
Either that or an exterminator, more or less, than the fire department.
Okay. Well, if you're an exterminator, I'm not asking for any free services, but hey, that's cool. But thank you for the call, buddy. We appreciate it. But if you have advice, could you DM us on Instagram, not just to plug your business, but things I can try to do? I don't know. I just assume fire is the best thing.
You should paint your house in honey.
Oh, my God.
Come on, that's funny.
It's not cricket, funny.
Cricket.
Are you okay? That sounded like a painful laugh.
That's funny. Okay.
You don't have a cricket problem. You have a bee problem.
Yeah.
Thanks, Porkchop. That was a good solution.
Coming up in the garbage next, this ex-wife gave details of abuse about her A-list ex-husband, BTS news, and something awesome is coming to Kohl's.